You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
So this is kind of my favorite part of the show. Don't tell the other people. John Neal. I mean, talking about Unplugged now. John Neal was one of the 10 participants from the Just Inspired live acoustic sessions project hosted by Just Music in 2017, where his unmistakable talent and charisma, I'm reading the statement here, and charisma captivated the audience. 2018 saw John Neal marking his debut with the hugely popular single Heart of Mine, which found multiple ads across South African radio. Following up his debut single with the equally popular Trouble, John took the opportunity and valuable exposure to further look at his songwriting career and finesse his craft into powerful compositions. And John Neal joins us. John, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Great to have you on. Really good to have you on. Now, your album, your debut album called Long Time Coming. Is that just like an obvious title? Because obviously people wanted you to, well, produce something.
Oh, yeah. So it's quite funny, actually. I started writing this album quite a while ago, and it's probably since 2011. And finally, I got it done. So that's why it's called Long Time Coming.
Okay, take us through the inspiration behind this, and maybe while describing some of the tracks, what sort of music it is, what genre you fit into, because we're going to be listening to a few of them. But maybe just describe yourself.
Yeah, so I'm really a lover of acoustic pop music with a lot of guitars and drums, beautiful pianos and stuff like that. So I try to incorporate that into the album, and that's sort of my soul. You know, that's kind of the kind of music that I love hip hop and all those kind of songs and jazz and those kind of genres as well. But for me personally, there's just something about guitars and drums and proper lyric writing, songwriting that gets me going. So that's really what I try to encapsulate in my album.
You talk about proper lyric writing, and I just want to go there. If I think of someone like Adele, let's take her for example. Now, she had a bad breakup, and that produced, I think, about 10 number ones. Is it inside inspiration that you have as well? Where do you get yours from?
Yeah, well, so I'm such a dreamer in life in general, you know. So whether it be with something to do with love or just general life, you know, as you'll hear with the song, The Good Ones is a song about just getting into a car and just hitting the road, not knowing where you're going. But that's sort of life, right? You don't really always know where you're going to end up. So that's, in particular, that song was about that. And then Red Dress is about someone passing through town and ending up staying in that town because they found someone or something that they loved that kept them there. So there's a lot of storytelling in my music, and I'm trying to get people to really enjoy the feel of the album. It takes you somewhere. It's a journey.
It's interesting because I'm a bit of an 80s baby. That's when I sort of hit music for the first time. But looking at the names of your songs and listening to some of the tracks, are you 80s inspired or is it something else?
Well, I was born in 1990, so I was definitely inspired by that kind of genre because my parents played that kind of songs and those kind of songs and that kind of genre all the time. So drums and guitars for sure, you know. But I still love the modern sound that we've got at the moment. Definitely inspired by the 80s as well for sure.
And sort of music has gone through different phases. You've had hip hop, you've had pop, you've had rock. I see as well, you have Motown inspiration here as well. So you have a mix of a few things.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you shouldn't limit yourself to a certain kind of sound. I try to incorporate different sounds, say whether it be with drums or with loops or piano. It's not always just going to be the same kind of sound. You need to have a bit of a sort of a variety for the ear to keep people sort of entertained, you know.
Okay, right. Well, what we're going to do is play one or two of your tracks. We're going to play the good ones, and I think this one, awesome. I think, is a classic. Let's take a listen.
Thank you so much.
You got a red dress and I got a feeling we're gonna make it. That look in your eyes says you're not from around here. you ain't faking. Been a while since I met somebody like you on this side of the tracks. I was wondering, thinking about telling you what kind of trouble.
Oh, I like that track. Very, very, very nice. I won't remember.
Yeah.
Unplugged with John Neal. John, take us through those songs. Brilliant. Very nicely done.
Oh, man, like I said, so driven by sort of drums and acoustic, you know, it's just something that really resonates with me. And then writing lyrics that really get people to feel something, you know what I mean? I'm super happy with how I got the album. With Matthew Fink, my producer, I think in a combination of us working together, we did pretty well.
What happens now? You release your album, and as we know, most CD stores have closed down in our country. How does it work now? You go online, obviously, and you order your music. But what happens? Take us through the process.
Yeah, so I still play. I'm a professional musician. I only play music. That's what I do for a living. So I still do sell quite a lot of CDs at shows. People always just want something at least to take home with them. But then obviously with Spotify, Deezer, and all of the platforms, we still get paid a little percentage of all the streams and album downloads and all of that. So I think the doors are open for us now that you can get millions of streams, and we can sell albums through that. If you've got good enough music, people will be supporting you. But I'm still doing very well as a musician in Cape Town, just because I really put my heart into it, you know. And I'm actually on the rooftop at the Silo Hotel at the moment. I'm going on stage in just a few minutes. I wish you guys can see this. I don't think my video is working at the moment.
Yeah, it's not.
I wish you guys could have seen how beautiful it is. So that's the life of a musician in Cape Town if you really put your heart into it. You know?
All right, so I want you to tweet on @RayWhiteSA some of those pictures and at least your album cover so that we can put it out there to people so they can buy your music. It's very important. Take us through all your gigs, what you're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks.
So I do a lot of shows at venues like Bra House, like the Silo, the 12 Apostles. I play a lot of wine farms in Cape Town. So all of my information is on my Facebook and Instagram. If people just want to go follow and see where I am, and then maybe if they're in the area, why don't they just pop by? I would love to meet a lot of people. Like I do, I just love it.
Now, you know, the airplanes are working again. This COVID-19 thing is, we are actually beating it. So you can come to Gauteng. What are your plans?
Yeah, I still have so many friends and a lot of family up there. So I'm definitely going to make a plan mid-year, arrange a little tour. I'm going to do a tour first to George and Plett. And then as I come back, I'm going to make a plan middle of the year to go to Gauteng and see you guys up there.
Good stuff. There's an SMS here. Says, please ask John what his favorite musical instrument is, what he likes to play. All right. What is it?
Well, definitely guitar, because I write everything on a guitar. But then I have to be honest, I'm really in love with the sound of a proper piano and a string quartet as well.
Okay. Just describe your backing band then, because this is you, but you can't do everything. Just what sort of operation do you have?
Yeah, so what I normally do is for the album, I produced all of the sounds that you've got there, and then Matthew Fink helped me to get better sounds out of all of those. But when I perform live, it's just me and the guitar and a kick drum at the moment, and then some of my tracks I will make backtracks for them. It's been such a party, I have to be honest, since I got some backtracks going, because people know the songs now and they want to hear it the way that they hear it on radio. So I do some backtracks as well, my own songs. Mostly still just get acoustic guitar, vocals, and a kick drum. But it's always such a lively show, and I'm always so happy to see people enjoy it.
Yeah. Interesting. I see you you do a cover of Hopelessly Devoted. That's a cover of the Olivia Newton-John smash hit. Why that song?
I mean, that is such a beautiful, beautiful, lyrically beautiful song, and instrumentally, it's unbelievably well produced in terms of what it makes you feel. And I just always sing that song I just thought maybe we can do with a lot of backing vocals, make this song sound so dreamy. Mm. I actually listened to the backtrack that we made for that track without my vocals in it, and I was so happy with the sound of making that song so dreamy, you know, and it's just always been a song in the back of my mind and inside my heart, so I love that track.
John Neal, all the best for the future and good luck for this afternoon. And don't forget to tweet those pictures because we want to see what you're doing this afternoon. All the best, John Neal.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Hi, this is 82-time World Cup champion Lindsey Vonn. And I invite you to join me on May 9th to Run for Those Who Can't with the Wings for Life World Run app. Run from anywhere in the world and be part of a global movement to support Wings for